This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now. Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. True or false? A budget is highly recommended to manage your finances.
I guess true.
Correct. Like
how often should you request your credit report? Every 3 months, at least every 12 months, or every 6 months?
I mean, I would just stay in the middle, B.
Correct. You could never go wrong with the middle answer. Learned that in the basics.
What is the largest purchase slash investment that you are likely to make? This is multiple choice. A, a car. B, a vacation. C, a house.
I would say C, but I mean A, if you buying a crazy car, you might have your collector's item or something, you might have to, you might flip it, you know what I mean?
Your Bugatti could be more than your house. Yeah. So, judges, are we taking A and C?
Because during the pandemic, it was the SVJ that was like 500,000, and then after it was like 900,000, 1.2 mil. I mean,
I
don't know.
With both are correct. Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes. Yes. And so fill in the blank. Your emergency fund is your blank against any difficult financial situation due to a loss of income or unexpected expenses.
Audience.
Audience participation? Lifeline?
He's phoning a friend.
Lifeline.
Safety net, insurance, protection. Those are all in line. The answer is line of defense. So that's a tough one, right?
That's tough, but that,
it could be a variety of different.
I think all these answers made sense.
This is the financial crew right here.
Yes.
They locked in.
Yes.
They said Jordan's coming. We're coming with him.
Yes.
All right, now it's your turn to ask us questions to see how we do.
What spending or saving habits should I adopt to financially prepare myself for unseen circumstances?
You know, Jay-Z has some of the best lines ever, and when he said, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips for a rainy day. That's something that we just live by, right? Like, it's gonna rain at some point. This is something that is vitally important. Curb your spending, live below your means, learn to save money, have financial discipline, because eventually hard times are gonna come. It's a blessing if you're prepared. It's a crisis if you're not prepared.
One word, man. That's crazy. How do you balance between getting the best deals and making the most of every dollar and splurging on clothes, shoes, events, and travel?
You would think the more money you make, the easier it is, but it actually becomes harder because now you can spend more money. You have to go back to discipline, right? Because it's like, all right, how many watches can you really buy? Is it worth $5,000 for a sweater? Probably not. For us, I think it's a balance because it is important, and that's part of who we are. Like, you know, we like nice things, but we have to do it responsibly. I think there's two ways that you can look at money, and most people, they look at money as like a voucher. You get paid, and that's a voucher to spend to buy things. That's a never-ending cycle of just like being on a treadmill. But when you look at it as a tool to make more money, then it becomes increasingly hard to waste. Because it's like, if I look at this dollar as an opportunity to make $3, I gotta be convinced to spend this $1, right? Because now I'm actually losing money in that scenario. So looking at it as a tool, as opposed to a voucher, changes the whole dynamic and the relationship with money and makes it a lot harder to just spend the money frivolously.
The segment is called Investing in the W. So credit is an essential factor when purchasing a home or other life moments. Did anyone ever talk to you about the importance of credit? If so, when did you become knowledgeable about the role of credit?
You want to be honest, never. Mm. I mean, we watched it on commercials and TV shows. But to that point, I think as you know, I got older, went to college and you know, had an opportunity to learn about stuff like that.
But that comes with age. Got to go through trials, tribulations. Now I'm fortunate enough to have people that I trust to make those decisions and look at that stuff. But yeah, I mean, I think all life is about experiencing what you go through.
So we've seen you visit communities in the Philippines. I want to know how important it is to honor your roots of your Filipino heritage and how important that is to the community.
It means a lot going back there. They supported me since they found out that I was Filipino, honestly. Showing love, trying to figure out how we gonna get them on the national team, how we gonna do this. You know, it's always been love, and I always wanted to represent the country and where I, you know, my roots, my heritage.
You speak any Tagalog?
Nah, I barely can speak English.
What is one of the biggest takeaways that you heard today from Jordan?
I think the biggest takeaway that I learned from Jordan was to stay in your own lane. Not be influenced by other people. And not only from just a business standpoint, but just in life in general, right? And you strike me as the type of person that you're not really too concerned with what other people think. You're doing your own thing. You're comfortable in your own skin. And that's extremely important when it comes to business, when it comes to finances. But like I said, just in general, a lot of people are swayed by public opinion. So don't be afraid to be yourself.
One of my biggest takeaways is like the power of education and what it can do from a young man who starts as a second round draft pick to a rookie in Los Angeles to now being a veteran who now leads his younger teammates in Utah. It's a powerful message, man.
Best thing about education, you never know everything. Straight up, you just keep learning. No matter what it is, because people been here before us. New generation, they think a different way. So
all about soaking it in and, you know, figuring it out.
Jordan, been a pleasure. Make some noise for the legend himself, Jordan. There you have it, Chase. It's a wrap. Wrap on set.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.